So when you're visiting Walt Disney World, have you ever just wished that you could have Tinkerbell with you, sprinkle some pixie dust, and say, you can fly to a couple of the Walt Disney World theme parks? Well, thanks to the Disney Skyliner, you can do that now, and we're here to tell you about our favorite resorts on the Skyliner line.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
Totally okay with that and not ashamed to admit it.
No. And especially the Skyliner resorts that we're talking about today, some of my favorite things at Disney. So very excited to have this conversation. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Gertie the Dino.
Welcome back, Teresa.
Hello.
I'm so excited that you're back on Instagram.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying. We'll see how long it lasts this time.
I love it. I was like the other day, I was like, Gertie the Dino followed you. I was like, yes, she did. Hi, everyone. My name is Jane, and you can find me on Instagram following Teresa, but at Real Mousewife WDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday of the No Guilt Universe, and you can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life, where I'm not really on Instagram all that much. Kind of in spurts, but I do show up whenever there's some, whenever I'm at Disney, that's kind of when I show up. So, yeah. Hit that subscribe button, click those follows, do whatever the kids do these days, because I don't remember anymore. All right. So since we last talked, we just want to give a quick update to the whole Reedy Creek DeSantis Disney drama that is going on. And the update is that, not to anyone's surprise, the DeSantis and the board countersued Disney, as is their right, in the state court. And then they followed up by passing some legislation that essentially wipes out some of the moves that Disney had done before the board, the new board, took over. Obviously, this is all going to court. Obviously, it's going to be drung out through the next political cycle. And then we'll see what happens after that. So that's all we know. We are recording this kind of the beginning-ish of May, but by the time you see it, it's probably going to be like mid-May. So who knows what could have changed between now and then in that situation. But follow some of those resources that Teresa suggested last time if you are looking for more up-to-date, because that's not our jam. We're not going to do that. We'll do it personally, but we're not going to do it like on the podcast all the time. So that's that. And now we're going to move on to some Skyliner discussions. Now, first of all, I have a question. Did either one of you ever ride the original Skyway attraction that was at Disneyland and Walt Disney World? I think it was also in Tokyo, but I don't think either any of us have been to Tokyo yet. So
not yet. And I did not ride it when it was at Disneyland, since I did not make my first trip to Disneyland until after it was long gone. But during my very first trip to Walt Disney World in 1990, we actually have a family video that the people we went with, they had a video camera. So thank goodness for them. But yeah, so we have video of us on the Skyway. One of my favorite parts of it is my mom and my friend, like our family friend, the other mom who's on the trip with us. They were both on the ground. So you have us on the Skyway kind of looking around everywhere and then waving at them. So it's fun. I love going back and looking at that. Those attractions, Hershey Park still has one, kind of terrify me now. So I am glad I rode it as a child when it was fun and exciting. But I think just this, the way that they are configured, like I said, Skyliner is a little different to me because it's a larger enclosed box. But yes, the ones where your legs dangle or open air creep me out a little bit now.
A little bit.
Yeah, I definitely remember riding as a kid in Disney World. I don't think I was there at Disneyland when it was still open. Honestly, I don't remember it. So we're just going to pretend I didn't ride it. But Disney World, I definitely did. And same as Teresa, I don't think I have video. I don't actually watch old videos, so I wouldn't know. But I have photos with us like getting on the Skyliner and just the old Fantasyland photos with like the Skyliner in the background. Mm-hmm. Is just like, oh my gosh, how much has changed. And same as you, like I remember riding it and when I was younger, we would ride it all the time and it was no problem. And then I remember, like, as I got older, I was like, this is terrifying.
Nope and out. Yeah. So I have actually ridden it in both places. As a kid, we lived, I don't know, an hour. Southern California people, I'm not even sure how far out it is because I haven't been to San Bernardino in a really long time. But we were close enough to Disneyland that whenever my mom's family would come and visit, she has a very big family, they all wanted to go to Disneyland all the time. So I do remember riding the Skyliner as a very, very small kid, not being scared at all. I think it was the coolest thing, going through the Matterhorn, thinking that was the coolest thing, like going through a mountain, because it was awesome. So I do have visuals and memories of that. Well, at Disney World, I didn't make my first trip until I was a grown adult, grown and married adult. I was grown. I think I was 22. So no, I was 20. Yeah, 21. Anyway, and I do remember being terrified getting on that one. And then when it shut down a couple years later, I was like, not surprised and also very happy because I was not a fan of that at all. But I wrote down, I went to like the expert source on Skyliners on the internet, Wikipedia, and found some great information. Just about some dates and some details about it. So the Skyway was a gondola lift attraction, and it ran between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. And the Disneyland Skyway was closed in 1994. And they said it was basically metal fatigue. And to fix it, they would have to dismantle the whole Matterhorn. What does that sound like, y'all?
I mean, totally doable.
I mean, but I think they didn't learn anything from that, because here we are with the Disco Yeti for years and years for kind of the same reasons.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this sounds very Everest-like.
Right. So maybe don't build stuff in mountains. I don't know what the problem is with mountains, but this was an issue. So the rumor was that somebody jumped from it at Disneyland and then sued Disney, and that's why they took it down. But apparently, according to Wikipedia, that's not the case. So they did get rid of that. And eventually, you know, it sat there, the Skyway terminal where you would get on and off sat for a really, really long time. If you didn't know it was there, you might miss it, because it actually like overgrew, like they just let it go wild over there. And I guess all the Disneyland cats hung out. But they finally did demolish that when they decided to do Galaxy's Edge. So that area was taken down completely like in 2016. And then over at the Magic Kingdom, the Skyway was taken down in 1999. And like I said, my first trip was 94 or 95 to Walt Disney World. And so I do remember, I did get to be on it. But then they went ahead and took this down in the summer of 2020. 2009 was actually when they took down the Tomorrowland station. So while they closed it in 1999, they didn't start demolishing things for 10 years, right? Disney takes its own time when it wants to, I suppose, with these kinds of projects. And then, of course, the Fantasyland station was stroller parking for a long time. And then now it's where you get to magically brush your hair in the Tangled bathroom. So that's just to give you some ideas as to where, like, physically these were in the parks. And then in 2019, yes, September of 2019, end of September 2019, is when the Skyliner transportation system opened and ran and runs continuously, weather permitting, through the Walt Disney World Resort. And this one has, it's a, like Teresa alluded to before, it's completely different in a lot of ways. That, like, the idea is the same. It's a people mover. It takes people back and forth, but they're physically very, very different components, and they look different. They feel safer. And I don't have any problem riding the Skyliner at all. My only issue with the Skyliner was I want to be dropped off at the front of Epcot, not the back of Epcot. Could we make that change? Is there any way to do that? Because what's in the front of Epcot? Guardians.
Cosmic Rewind.
Yes. And that's truly where I want to be. But I guess that helps with your rope dropping of impressions to France, Teresa.
Exactly. You get set off right where you need to, right over by the International Gateway. Quick walk over the bridge into France, and you're right there. So I have no problems being let off in the back of the park.
I didn't think you did. Okay, so that's all we know as far as what the Skyliner is, a little bit of history as to, you know, how this all worked out before. Now we're going to jump into the resorts. And if you are looking specifically at Skyliner Resorts, or maybe why you might look specifically at Skyliner Resorts, because I definitely think there's some perks to staying at these places, which Disney knows there's some perks to staying at these places because they're all a little bit more expensive than the non-Skyliner component options there. You guys want to start with value, which I know Jane will just stay quiet for this whole time because Jane doesn't do value.
I've stayed at Pop.
What?
Once. One
with
night.
The Skyliner? With the Skyliner or not with the Skyliner?
Without the Skyliner.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't, because I stayed there once for one night years ago and was like, I'm never doing this again. It doesn't, and if you're watching this and you don't know me, I am absolutely a diva. And so I say that because I understand you want to make good choices with your money and do, you know, financial things. And some people are like, hey, I'm never in my room. I totally get that. I live here. So like, I'm not going to go over to Disney to check into a value resort. I'm going to go over to Disney to check into a deluxe resort and spend time at the resort. So I have a very different opinion on it. I'm also a DVC member. But yeah, that's my Pop brand.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. Teresa, have you been to a Pop or Art of Animation since the Skyliner has been in place?
Oh, have I?
Okay, so there's a story here. Tell us.
So I actually, Pop Century is one of my favorite Disney resorts, and the Skyliner has only added to that. And this really started a few years ago when they remodeled the rooms and put in the Murphy beds for the value resorts. So I actually am a big fan of the values. Again, as somebody who's not in my room a ton, I don't, you know, I'm there. I want to be out seeing things at Disney. I don't need, you know, luxury accommodations or some of the amenities that the deluxe and DVC resorts have. I do like them, and I'll talk about what I like about them when we get to those later. But just for me generally, if I want to make a couple trips down a year as somebody out of state, doing the values works really well. And especially as a solo traveler, if you never need to put that Murphy bed down and you just need the one bed in your room, those rooms feel so spacious.
They do.
I think the first time I stayed in one after they remodeled was during Dapper Day. And to be able to set up the ironing board and get my stuff ready and not feel cramped was amazing. And so Pop is probably the resort I stay in the most. I've done Art of Animation in the Little Mermaid rooms, but those go quickly because they're the only value-priced rooms at that value resort, and I just haven't really had a need for the suites over there. But one of the things that I love about both of the values is that because they are situated across a bridge from each other, it's one of those where you go to one, it feels like you're getting a two for one. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the Skyliner resorts are similar because there's like a companion resort or two nearby. So I love the fact that even though you pick your one resort, it's you're getting the benefits of both.
So Pop Century is probably the resort that I've stayed the most at. Prior to like 2019, I probably stayed at every race weekend at Pop Century. And it was usually me and two other friends, and it worked. It was fine. We had it down. We knew whose luggage was going to go where. Like, we had the whole process. I haven't been at Pop Century since then. It's on my list, though. I'm going back, I think, in September. So I haven't been on there since then, but I have been at Art of Animation. I had booked a Little Mermaid room and got pixie dusted into a suite. So I got to stay at the Cars suite. I still have never stayed at the Little Mermaid rooms. That's on my list. However, I've walked over to the Little Mermaid rooms, and this is my biggest complaint about the Little Mermaid rooms and why I would tell people to stay at Pop over Art of Animation, if you need the value room, and you're trying to determine which resort to go to, didn't you feel like it was a pretty far distance from everything? From the buses, from transportation to the big pool, to the eating, to the everything. It's kind of out there.
Yes, that's what, and yeah, definitely one of the downsides for, I say values generally, because they can be a little spread out, and some of the other resorts that are spread out have their internal bus system to take you around, but the values don't have that. You're just, you know, based on where you are, you're going to walk over to the lobby to get to the one bus stop for the all the resorts. But yeah, so the Little Mermaid ones, and it makes sense that they would do it that way for the people who are paying the higher premium for the suites, put them a little bit closer to the main building. But yeah, so, but I think I'm trying to remember in terms of for the Little Mermaid rooms for where they are in relation to the Skyliner piece. Cause like I said, they're far away from the main building, but I feel like the walk isn't that bad over to Skyliner.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. Cause I haven't done it yet. So that's like, I have that room booked for November. So TBD, we'll see how that one works out. The last 2 years, 3 years, I guess, I've been trying to stay at places, like rotate things up and mix it all up instead of staying at the same resort every single time. Just for the experience as a travel agent to be able to tell people what I like, what I don't like, what you might like, what you may not like, that sort of thing. And also just because it's fun to do something different. So while I would never turn down the Pixie Dust and the suites, I really do enjoy the Art of Animation suites. Talk about spacious, especially if you're a single traveler. You're like, I have all the room. I can do all the cartwheels in my room. Rooms. I have multiple rooms. But we'll see. We'll see how that all works out. Okay, so Art of Animation, Pop Century, the other things you need to know, as Chusa mentioned, when you're not going to Hollywood Studios or Epcot, you will take a bus to Disney Springs to Animal Kingdom and to Magic Kingdom. And one good thing about these value resorts versus the All Stars, which are your other options for value resorts, is that I feel like their bus systems tend to run a little bit smoother. You're not sharing buses. They seem to be a little faster. There's still a lot of people, but there's not the masses I feel like I have experienced when I am at the All-Stars. So if you are trying to determine, is it worth it? I would say it is worth spending more money to go to Pop or to Art of Animation than the All-Stars if transportation is a concern for you. If you have your own car, I don't think it matters. Save your money instead on All-Stars. But if you don't and you are relying on Disney transportation, Pop and Art of Animation, definitely get the nod in that aspect. Okay. The moderate resort.
Can I just add one thing about those two resorts in particular? If you're a runner, I know we have a ton of Run Disney people. So if you're a runner and you're not, let's say, not coming down on a Run Disney weekend, there is a great loop that is around the lake between the two resorts to be able to run. And the other thing that I do actually like about those two resorts, and I know it's shocking that I'm going to say anything, right? Because I'm such a diva. But they have the cutest like opportunities for photos, particularly I think Art of Animation has great spots for you to be able to take photos. So if you're a photo person, like maybe I am, even if you're not staying there, it's definitely a great resort to take the Skyliner over, give it a visit, you know, go see Art of Animation, the pools, the each of the buildings and the themes. They have great spots for photos, certainly metal photos if it's something that is themed over there. And even Pop Century has a cute couple of spots there. So I highly recommend that.
And I was just going to say, and on that note, Art of Animation's pool is outstandingly themed. Like it is adorable and cute, and none of the other value resorts even come close to the Big Blue Pool. So again, if pools are your thing, or you have kids who, little kids who like to, like it has zero entry, like walk in and stuff. It's just got a lot of really great stuff. So That's a good point about the pictures. What were you going to say, Teresa?
Yeah, I was going to add in that, especially if you have kids or you are very much a child at heart and, you know, full of Disney nostalgia from your childhood, the values are a great place to stay. I've made comments about some of the design choices Disney's made, especially on the resort side over the years. I called it like beigeification. And I get it because they're adding a lot of towers now. So it is harder to theme a tower the way that it is for some of these more sprawling resorts. But they are the resorts that feel the most Disney to me because of how in your face they can be. And like I said, that's not for everybody. That's not everybody's vibes that they're looking for on a vacation. But when I'm going to Disney, like I said, I love, it just brings out the kid in me to go in and see these giant figures of Roger Rabbit or like Little Mermaid, just kind of having them around. It just adds a little something, especially when you first walk in on the first day of your trip. So I love them for that reason too. Not related to any Skyliner abilities, but just something to kind of make me really feel like I am in the Disney bubble.
Fair enough. Okay, moderate resorts. We're going to talk about Caribbean Beach. Jane, our diva, I start with you. Have you ever stayed at Caribbean Beach?
I have.
What? Okay. Tell me about it. How miserable are you?
not recent. Oh my gosh. If I tell you, you're going to die. So was I miserable? No. Like the resort itself is fine. It's humongous. Mm-hmm. So that's a challenge. But I did stay there for the original, the very, very first Tower of Terror 10 miler.
Okay.
And they, I had a not great experience. But they like took all the runners and they put them all in one building and then forgot about us. It was a whole mess. But the resort itself, I think, is adorable. And I know recently it's gotten renovated and they have the most amazing restaurant there, Sebastian's, that we love. I like Caribbean Beach. I think it's a good option for a moderate resort for sure.
Okay. Teresa, how about you?
I stayed there for the first time, I think it was 2010, for a very, very short trip for Star Wars weekends, and I absolutely hated it. Mm-hmm. I was not a fan whatsoever. I thought the rooms were outdated. I think because I was there, again, just for a short weekend, I didn't get a chance to spend much time around the resort itself. But to me, I was so underwhelmed by everything about it. And then the Skyliner appeared. I was like, okay, let's give this one another try. And it might be my favorite on the Skyliner path at the moment. It's tough to go with Pop just because Pop's the one I stay in the most, so I'm most familiar with that. But I love Caribbean Beach now, especially the way that they rethemed the rooms, give it a much more poly type feel to them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's my, you know, champagne taste beer budget resort.
I hear
like,
you.
I want to get some of like, you know, some things that make you feel like you might be a little bit more of a deluxe resort, but definitely a little bit more price friendly. And, you know, I haven't eaten at Sebastian's yet, but I think Centertown Market, which is their quick service,
is one of the
best quick services
in
the resort across the board. I love that it does really unique food kind of themed mm-hmm. to the resort where you are, which not all of the resort quick services do. And everything I've had there has been really good, both at the main quick service, but then also at it's sort of like one of the pool bars, but it has a lot of food there more than the pool bars typically do. I cannot recall the name of it right now, but yeah, I think the food there, everything I've had has been great. And that's actually when I'm staying at Pop and I'm leaving from Hollywood Studios or Epcot. Sometimes I'll just make a stop over at Caribbean Beach, get some dinner, and then head back.
Well, and that's something to point out about the Skyliner routes is that you have more of an opportunity, I think, to do that, to explore mm-hmm. other resorts that you're not staying at. Since pandemic particularly, but even before then, certain resorts are cuckoo pants about you trying to drive in just because I want to check out the resort. I want to see what you have. Yes, I was saving that rant. We'll get there. Riviera is weird, y'all, about this whole thing. Like, and there's a reason why, but I mean, like, they're beyond weird. They're weirder than contemporary, which I think should be the weirdest one about all of this, but it's not a good look if you're a security cast member, you are doing your job. I'm not saying you're not, but it's not very welcoming. Anyway, we'll get there. So Caribbean Beach. Okay, here's my thoughts on Caribbean Beach. As a travel agent, I can tell you that when it comes to Run Disney weekends, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach are the two. Those are the queens. That's where everybody wants to stay. Those are the two quotes that I give out the most and the rooms that I book the most often. I don't like Caribbean Beach. I don't get it. I love Sebastian's. That's great. However, the resort is so huge and your room could be who knows where. I have a problem just with just how big everything is. And if you are with a family with small children, having to haul them all over the place to the amenities, like if you're, you know, I think it's Aruba that's closer to Riviera, and you're trying to go get yes. something to eat at Caribbean Beach, secret, y'all, just walk to Riviera. It's better food and it's faster. It's just too far to go all the way to your Caribbean Beach like location, in my opinion. The big pool is right there too, which again, you are going to be walking if you want that big pool with the slide. You know, there's other smaller pools around where you don't have to walk that far. But you know, if you have kids and you really want to have that pool experience, then that's what you're looking for. So for me, this resort is just way too big. There's ways you can work around it. And, you know, one of the magical ways is to ask for, this is where you can get your champagne taste on the beer budget also, is you ask for those rooms that are closest to the Riviera, and then you walk to the Riviera and you can't use their pool, but you certainly can eat there. You can get the Skyliner from that location. They have great food over at the Riviera. And you also don't have to deal with the security people. So big props to that. But that's my biggest issue. And the last time I was at Caribbean Beach, I think it was two princesses ago, and the resort had been updated, but I don't think my room was updated. I'm not sure what the deal is, but it had carpet and it was very dark feeling. It was still kind of, it was definitely Caribbean feeling, but I didn't like it. It didn't impress me. Okay. So I have rebooked that one again, and I'm going to give it another try and see what happens with that. The Skyliner option is great, but again, it depends on where you are in this massive resort as to how easy it is to get to the Skyliner or to the bus. Well, I guess there's internal buses, so they can just take you around.
Yeah, but it's one that has the internal bus loop, again, based yeah. on like the area that you're staying in. But I will say, so when you're doing the online check-in, usually one of the options, like I said, it changes a lot what they have, but you can mm-hmm. usually say, oh, I want to be near Skyliner. I want to mm-hmm. be near a bus room. So if you've never looked at the online check-in and kind of doing room preferences, you can do it there. You can also call a couple weeks before your mm-hmm. trip when they're kind of figuring out. So in case you've never done that, you can kind of give them some preference for where you want to be. But I actually do think this
agent, your travel agent can call for you on your behalf and give them. In fact, I have somebody who's staying there in September. And she had first request, second request, third, like very specific. She had done her research and she knows where she wants to stay when it comes to Caribbean Beach. And I was like, listen, as long as, because I had warned her, it's so big and I don't love it for these reasons. And she was like, we're going to narrow it down. This is what I want. And I was like, cool. I love that.
Now, I will say for the race weekends in particular, one of the nice parts about it being big, which is a thing that you don't get at Pop, is if you do get one of those more remote rooms, you're more likely to be able to get to sleep early and mm-hmm. not have families and children walking by your room, waking you up at 11:30 when they're returning. So like I said, it really just depends what you're looking for. But for, like I said, for racing in particular, when you are, there's been the couple race weekends I've done, not gotten much sleep because I was at Pop and people did not know I was waking up at 2 a.m., which is fine. That was my choice to do, but
absolutely,
but having yeah. that sleep is very valuable.
And for anyone that's wondering, like, what do I prefer if I don't like Caribbean Beach, then my preference is going to be Port Orleans French Quarter. Just like the polar opposite. It's just a smaller resort, smaller location, one bus stop, but easy for everybody to get to. So that's just my personal preference for the things that I am looking for, what I want when I'm staying at these resorts. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, the one thing to note about Caribbean Beach, if you've never stayed on Skyliner, the connections for the Skyliner is Hollywood Studios, and you take it from Hollywood Studios to Caribbean Beach, and then Caribbean Beach is actually the transfer hub to get out to Pop and Art of Animation, or continue down to Riviera and then eventually the Epcot. So if you're a person who doesn't like to transfer, staying at Caribbean Beach is actually the one of the best places for you to stay.
Absolutely.
So,
good point. No, that's an excellent point. Is like, yeah, you're going to get on and go straight there and get right off where you need to be. So very good point.
Right.
Okay, we're moving on to the deluxes. And I think we all agreed we're going to start talking with the boardwalk area first. Yes.
What? How are we just going to take the Skyliner over, skip Riviera, and go to the other side?
Because I was saving it for last.
No, we're just going to go there, and then we're going to do our cheats of arriving at the boardwalk area.
All right. So Riviera. As you have heard, I have a love-hate with the Riviera. Jane, you've stayed at the Riviera. Teresa, have you stayed at the Riviera?
I have not, but I do have a night booked there for my arrival day for Destination D23. And when I do that, that is the last Walt Disney World resort on property for me to stay in and check off. So I'm very excited. I've walked around the grounds when I just had some time to kill, I think on a departure day, and I was on a Skyliner. I was at probably a Pop, but I was just trying to kill some time, look around. So I've walked around and been inside the lobby, but that is the extent of my Riviera experience. So I'm super excited to go in September.
All right. Jane, as the DVC member, you don't own Riviera, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
I actually own a beach club, but I have stayed at Riviera. I have stayed there multiple times. I am staying at Riviera this year for my birthday trip. When they were building Riviera, I absolutely hated it. I was like, why are you building this? It's off in the middle of nowhere. It's by a moderate resort. How are you going to say that this is equal value to my fancy deluxe resorts when it's in the middle of nowhere? It has no perks, blah, blah, blah. I hated it. And of course, like, it opened and I went in, and within like 5 minutes, I was like, I'm so mad that I love it here.
You know what, though? That's a fair point. Is the other deluxe resorts and the other DVC deluxe resorts that are worth it, I think, that you are going to pay big money for, which Riviera you will pay big money for, DVC point wise or cash money wise. It's an expensive resort. I'll have the perk of being like right next to a theme park.
Or you get like with with Animal Kingdom, you get this extra perk of it being Animal Kingdom. So like for me, it sort of felt a little, this is no knock to anybody who loves Wilderness Lodge, but like it felt a little Wilderness Lodge-y to me, like again, before I stayed there, in that it is close enough, but also not close enough that like, I don't know, it kind of had this like weird vibe to me. So I was super annoyed about it. I was very anti-Riviera. There is like different rules for purchasing. Riviera went into effect when that came out, so that like just how you resell your points and things like that, that were just like, why are they doing this? This is wild. Da, da, da. And then I stayed there. So the first thing I did when I went to Riviera was I booked the Topolino breakfast, which is a character breakfast in the restaurant that is, it is on the top of one of the, side tower areas, because it's like one big tower. And that breakfast, that character breakfast, is by far the absolute best character breakfast on property. And
I can never get it. I've eaten there before, but I've been recently trying to get it to go back again. Can never get it.
It is on my list I'm in the stage of Disney traveling. I do not wake up on the 60-day ADR, reservation to make those. I was like, but because I am staying there, I am going to wake up on my 60-day and hope to try and get it because, to Patty's point, breakfast or dinner, it is so hard to get a reservation there. So,
fingers crossed. It's funny you should say that because today is my 60-day to check in. And so as we're recording this, I'm like, oh, where is my phone? By the way, staring at it, recording this video. And I'm like, because I need to go book my Topolino and I can't. It's fine.
Could have done it when we were talking about the values, Jane.
We just got to Riviera. So I was like, oh my God, I need to get my Topolino breakfast.
It's a great breakfast. I agree with you. I think the location is worth it that breakfast. And that breakfast is adorable. Like the characters.
I love it. The characters, the food. And there is something about, you are so high up in the sky. So you can't see, there's these huge windows. There's an amazing outdoor patio that you can go out and, get a view of, Epcot. Mm-hmm. And, it's beautiful. But because you're so high up, when you're sitting at your table, all you can see outside is sky. And to me, I always feel like I'm on a cruise. So I'm like, here I am in the middle of something where I can see nothing. And so it just feels like being on the Disney cruise again. I absolutely love it. And that was my first experience with Riviera. And then I checked in and I stayed there and I've stayed in a studio. I've stayed in a one bedroom and I think I've stayed in a two bedroom there. And all of the rooms there are just beautiful. My favorite part about it, first of all, they have a ton of activities at Riviera. There's such different things to do. There's art walks that are Disney themed mm-hmm. art walks. There's just tons of games to play outside. The pools are beautiful. But my favorite part about Riviera is that I know this is exactly the opposite of Teresa. I don't feel like I'm at Disney when I'm at Riviera. There is enough Disney touches. There's the smallest touches in everything that make it Disney and make it beautiful. But I feel like I'm on a non-Disney vacation when I'm at Riviera. So that's when I book Riviera, is when I'm like, okay, I want to feel like I'm on vacation. Also, their quick service is top tier, hotel quick service.
Really breakfast, good lunch, food. And dinner. Yeah.
Breakfast,
really good
lunch,
food.
And dinner.
Yep.
A friend of mine was talking about the pancakes that they have at the quick service.
Blueberry lemon pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah. She raves about them.
Also, their pool bar, Bar Riva is mm-hmm. fabulous. It's got good food. It's got good drinks. It's, y'all, Riviera is probably if I could stay anywhere, I would stay at Riviera. But unfortunately for me to stay at Riviera, I got to talk three people into sharing a room with me to be able to afford Riviera because I don't have Riviera money. But I love it there. It is absolutely my favorite. The views from your hotel rooms, to Jane's point, the higher up you go, obviously the better views you get, but you can get some fantastic views. It is calming and it's peaceful and it's beautiful. And it feels like you are on a true legit vacation, but then you get on that Skyliner and you're whisked away to all the magic and all the crazy and all the fun. And it's great. No notes on Riviera except for your security. When you try to drive in. So here's the story. I've had it happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine where she was legitimately coming to meet somebody for breakfast. That person that she was meeting didn't have a reservation, but she had done the walk up where you could walk up and put your name down to eat at the lounge or eat at the bar at Topolino. So that's something you can do. But you got to get to the hotel to put your name on this list. And when my friend, who was a local, tried to drive in, they were refusing to let her in because she wasn't officially on the list. She was like, Right, but I'm meeting somebody who is on the list. She put us down for two people. She's in there waiting for me. And they just were like, no, you can go to Hollywood Studios, park there, get on the Skyliner, and come over here. That was their suggestion. They just literally would not let her do it. So she finally called her friend, and her friend talked to the manager or whoever was the host station. And they just called down and said, yeah, they're on the list. Like, let them in. And so she did ultimately let in. But it was like a whole thing. And I've had it where I went to pick somebody up. I was just kind of being their Uber driver. I agreed to, you know, pick her up before a race. And she put my name down on the list at security that I would be coming through. They took my ID, which usually when you pull up to a Disney resort, they're like, can we see your ID? And they just take a look at it, which I've been told there's a camera. So they're literally holding it up for the camera. So the camera sees it and then they hand it back to you. This dude looked at it, copied down the information on a notepad, like on a sign-in sheet, asked me how long I'd be, asked me where I thought I'd be going. I was like, friend, yo, I'm driving in. I'm not parking. I am just picking her up and leaving. Like, I don't understand. But it was like a whole dramatic situation. My understanding is the problem with Riviera is that when they did build it, and there seems to be a lot of extra land, so I don't know what the issue was. They didn't buy enough extra land. They didn't plot enough extra land. They didn't think forward. I don't know, but their parking lots are small. And correct. So that is the problem. And that is why they are so like crazy about letting people through just to park and check out the hotel. Like, as somebody who's paying a lot of money to stay there, I want to be able to come back from the parks, drive in and find a parking space. Yet if there's a ton of people who are just checking it out and coming to see it, you know, that's a problem. So, I mean, I understand like the issue, but there's not a single property at Walt Disney World that is this extreme and this hardcore about letting people through. It's pretty wild. And Polynesian has a small parking lot. They don't do this to you. They let you come in and eat there without a problem. Like, it's just weird to me. Anyway, so that's Riviera. But we do love it. I think all three of us would say yay to Riviera. Teresa, I can't wait to hear your review on it.
TBD. And I would also, I'm like going to add in, I am renting points. So I am, this is how I'm making it work for me. Yes. And again, staying the rest of the trip at Pop. So I also can just take my luggage on the Skyliner and move to the other resort. Renting. We should definitely have a conversation about like DVC and renting points too.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's a great option if you want to check something out, whether or not you're considering DVC ownership. It's just a good way to see if you like something. Mm-hmm. And if you either want to invest for a longer trip or invest for a longer term commitment.
Good point. Good point. Okay. So where do we go now, Jane, since I'm not allowed to be the cruise director anymore?
So now if you get on the Skyliner at Riviera and then you take it over towards Epcot, the next stop is Epcot. And we are actually including the Epcot area resorts as part of the Skyliner because they're so conveniently located that it should be considered part of Skyliner. So we're gonna go to Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, Swalfin.
Okay. So to visualize this, what Skyliner, the perk to the Skyliner is that it takes you to Epcot and it takes you to Hollywood Studios. The reason why we're kind of like hedging with this is just because of the fact that you can walk to Studios and you can walk to Epcot from these locations that we just mentioned right there at the Boardwalk. That's always been the big draw to the Boardwalk. However, now you can also get on this.
And there's a boat.
Boats. There's also the boats. Yes, the friendship boats, which everyone seems to forget about that. But honestly, for the Boardwalk, you have so many options depending on what floats your boat, what looks like the shorter line, what works for you to get around. And the Beach Club, the Yacht Club, the Boardwalk. Personally, I don't have a big super preference between the three of them. I've only stayed at the Boardwalk for, I think, one night, and it was fine. It's not my favorite, but it was okay. But I think the reason why I was not happy with it was because I was like at the very end of a very long haul, like long haul. Like it took a long time to get to my room from where I was dropped off. So that was my only commentary on my one night at the boardwalk. But other than that, like location wise, amenities wise, food, yacht club and beach club do have the superior pool on all of property. But outside of that, like I could stay at any of the three of them and I would be happy. Jane, you said you have opinions on this.
I do. Of the three of them, I'm going to take Swalton out because I've never stayed there. So of the three of them, Boardwalk is 100% my least favorite of the three resorts.
Okay.
And there are a couple of reasons, one of which you mentioned. If you wind up in that very last room, you are walking for 700 years. Like the last 2 years, we kind of wound up staying there like four or five times. Just we always try to bounce around to different hotels. Like you said, it's fun to stay at different places. But it was also like on certain weekends, we could maybe get a room at the Boardwalk if we were trying to stay over near Epcot, or we're very big in booking the hotel near the park we want to go to. So we wound up staying at Boardwalk a couple of times in the last couple of years, which is funny because I hadn't stayed there in probably like 4 or 5 years. And we got that very last room twice, two different trips, exact same floor, very last room. We were like, are you kidding me? Like, what is happening here? So coming back after a very long day, I also had an injury at that point with my ankle. So like additional walking was just like, I'm out. Like, I don't want to do this. I feel like I'm walking back to my house. It would have been closer had I stayed at home.
Well, and in addition to that, Boardwalk, Beach Club, and Yacht Club, I feel like they have very thick, deep carpet, which is lovely. Unless you're pushing your 49.9 pound monster suitcase down that 700 year hallway to get to your room. It was a workout just to get to my room, and I didn't appreciate it.
No, there's only one elevator, so that like super annoys me. So like if you're on the inside, which is the hotel side, I've only stayed over there once. I know they have the super cute cottages over there. Mm-hmm. So that side of the hotel is like very different. But the DVC side itself, it has one elevator and it's not in the middle somewhere. Like it is close to the lobby, but it is practically another resort from that very last room. But on the bright side, as an air conditioning aficionado, because I love a room like a meat locker, the Boardwalk has top tier air conditioning.
Good to know.
if that is a concern of yours, Boardwalk is absolutely the top tier rooms. The other thing, and I don't know if I'm the only one, and I feel bad saying this, but the rooms smell, and they have been renovated, so like. You know, they're very pretty.
It's just
pretty.
The Boardwalk smell. Okay.
It smells like, it almost smells like all the rooms smell moldy almost.
And I think it's authentic.
Probably. But I'm like, I think it's because of the old air conditioning, which is also amazing. So, you know, take your pick.
Good points. Teresa, do you have a preference in the Boardwalk area?
I do have a preference. I'll say this is another example of where I feel like if you pick one resort, you really get the benefits of all of them, minus, you know, Yacht Club and Beach Club do share, best pool on property. So if you're staying over at Boardwalk, you can no longer have to deal with the creepy clown. No longer deal with the creepy clown pool over there, but you can't take advantage of the pool at Yacht and Beach Club. But any of the dining is great. I have slight affection between them for Yacht Club, mostly because of Yachtsman Steakhouse and Ricardo, who is my favorite cast member of all time, who works there. I hope he's still there. It's been a couple years since I've been, but Ricardo at Yacht Club. So I've been to Ale and Compass a few times. I have not done Beaches and Cream or Cape May Cafe, so I cannot comment on those. But yeah, Club.
I've done both of them, and they're okay. both fantastic. I really love Kate May for Character Breakfast. It was really good. If you like buffets, which not everybody does, but if you like buffets, this was a good one. And Beach Club or Beaches and Cream, I will eat at any time anybody wants to go. So just let me know.
And the other thing I want to add for these is during the holidays, the Christmas decorations there mm-hmm. are really great. I think it's the Beach Club that has the gingerbread carousel, which is just so impressive. Mm-hmm. Like that to me is worth a visit during the holidays to see that. Yacht Club has the trains. And I know that the boardwalk has a tree. I don't think I can't remember if it does any other special decorations, but I will also always do Boardwalk Last because even though they got rid of the creepy clown pool slide, they still have the nanny chairs in the lobby, which haunt my dreams. And yes. I just want to get as far away from them as possible. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, they're these chairs that have like little old woman faces, but also look like they're in a flower. It's the crazy. It's
they're awful. Yeah, they're awful.
Is the word. So
it's terrifying.
I don't need to see that on my way back to my room before going to bed. So, other than that, it's fine. So maybe you want to be in a room all the way at the very end, so you get to bypass the lobby. Don't have to walk through and see it. But I would say
I think I have a picture of those, and I'll throw them either in the Facebook group or on the blog post with this, just for anybody who wants to see them for funsies.
Don't look at it before you go to bed, kids.
They're bad. Okay, so the three of us, none of us have stayed at the Swalfin. I have once. Oh,
and
you have?
I might be back there again in my later trip in September. So I'll say the rooms are really nice. They are pretty big. I think bigger than my memory is that they were bigger than some of the other Disney mm-hmm. rooms. But it's your standard hotel room. And I did one of their meals there, but I cannot remember which one. And it was unnotable. It was fine. They had one of the character dinings that they have. Uh-huh. It was fine. I went with Chrissy and her daughters. Oh, her daughters loved it. But for me, it was okay. But if you really, really want to get character dining and everywhere else is booked, I'll make sure Patty gets it in the notes or in the blog post before this goes live. But yeah, there's one dining there that does have characters.
Is that the garden one?
Yes, it's the garden one.
Okay. So I have eaten there since post-pandemic, and I don't know if they brought the characters back yet or not, which they might have. But post-pandemic, there were no characters, and that was like our secret place to go. Oh, I guess it's not a secret anymore because now I'm telling everybody. That was our secret place to go for breakfast after staying at particularly Boardwalk, because it was such an easy walkover from the Boardwalk mm-hmm. just to get there. But they had a fantastic breakfast, sit down, and it was just like super affordable. So
this was actually that. Yeah, this is the least expensive character meal that you can get at Disney World.
Makes sense.
But I'll double check and see if characters are back for that one, and we'll put that in the show notes.
It's called Garden Grove, and on their website it does not mention characters, but that doesn't mean they won't come back in the future
at some point, right?
Yes. So definitely something to keep in mind. That's my experience over there. Again, excited to go back and give it a second chance. We call it Swalfin. I cannot remember if I was in the swan side or the dolphin side. So I'll make note for when I go to return at the end of September. I'll make sure to comment on my thoughts.
All right. So real quick, I want to 1, 2, 3 rank your favorite Skyliner resorts.
Oh, I mean, this is super easy for me. Number 1, Riviera. Number 2, Beach Club. Number 3, Yacht Club.
Okay, Jay, thank you for playing.
follow me for more tips on value trips.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Caribbean Beach first, just because of what Jane mentioned about the lack of needing to transfer. It's mm-hmm. the most efficient. It's right there in the middle, and the food's great. So Caribbean Beach gets top for me. Pop Century gets second place for me. Again, it's the one I'm most likely to book a trip, especially if I'm doing something quick. And then I think Yacht Club will get my third one because of the proximity to Epcot. But also, I think the dining there is fantastic.
Okay, fair, fair. I think I am going to go with Yacht Club as number three. Number two is Pop Century. And number one is Riviera. I mean, she's beautiful. So there you have it. That's our Skyliner, Disney Skyliner rundown for the resorts, for the reasons we love it, the reasons why we don't like it. You know, think all those things through when you're making your decisions. One thing to note is the Skyliner drops off at the back of Epcot. As I mentioned before, it's not going to drop you off at the front. So if that matters to you or it factors into things, keep that in mind. They all start running an hour before the parks open. And that means an hour before your early resort time starts opening. So if as an early resort guest, you can start getting in at 8:30, then these are going to all start running at 7:30. They also run for an hour and a half after the park closes. Now, here was a fun thing that I discovered. I thought I was being super smart. I think I've told this conversation before, so I won't go into massive details in case I didn't. Don't want to bore all of you. But I thought I was being really smart by booking a dining like right at 9 o'clock. So when Harmonious was going on, I was going to go inside, have my dining in Japan. And when I came out, everybody would be gone and I'd have an empty Epcot and I'd just walk right over because all the crush of people will have already gotten on the Skyliner and been off to their hotels and they're all sleeping. By the time I get there, it'll be fantastic. Did not work out that way. You've got to remember that these Skyliners are the only way home for all of these resorts from Epcot. So there is no bus option. You can't like take your bus to Pop Century from there. They're going to tell you, nope, you have to walk all the way back to the Skyliner and get on the Skyliner. And if you've already left the park and the park is closed, they're going to tell you to Uber it because you can't, there's no bus. Okay. So everybody that stayed to the very bitter end and stayed and watched your Harmonious, they all walk out and they get in this line for Skyliner. And I got in that line, or I walked up to that line. I did not get into that line. I walked up to that line at, it had to be 10 o'clock. It was an hour after the park had closed. And it was the longest line I have seen. I have video of it somewhere. If I can find it, I will put it in the Facebook group for you guys to see or add it to a short maybe. So follow, hit subscribe here to the YouTube channel if you're curious to see what that line looked like. It was banana pants. And I asked one of the cast members, I was like, is it always like this at the end of the night? She was like, oh yeah. I was like, I had no idea. I really thought
it's four resorts of people trying to use that same transportation. The only benefit is that it is constantly running.
Yes.
So it moves just quickly. After car after car. So it's definitely a quick load. But I agree with you. I have walked out, walking back to my beach club resort and seen the same thing and been like, nope, nope, nope.
And that's what I did is I just kept walking. I walked straight over to beach club and hit my Uber. And I was back at I think I was staying at Caribbean Beach. I think that was the trip. And I was back at Caribbean Beach in 10 minutes versus that line. I asked the cast member, I was like, how long does this line take? And she was like, 20, 25 minutes. And it's like, that's not my,
which isn't so bad.
It's not bad.
When you think like, if you were waiting for a bus, you could easily be waiting 25 minutes, 30 minutes for a bus. So yeah, it's really like not terrible. And the other thing is, at least with the Skyliner, everyone is to be seated. So at the end of the day, you know, if you're on a bus, some people wind up standing and it's just, you know, a lot. Whereas like with the Skyliner, everybody is seated. So at least you're getting a seat.
Absolutely. And it's, like I said, it's not the worst answer. It's not the, but, if you're tired at the end of the night and you just want to go home, like the last thing I want to do, and I saw all these miserable babies and their miserable parents at the end of the night who were just not feeling so magical standing in that line. So for what it's worth, just as be aware that that does happen if you're staying at a Skyliner hotel at the end of the night from Epcot.
I did also want to quickly add in, so in the event, because this will happen sometimes if there is bad weather or high winds or sometimes just an outage, they will, if the Skyliner is down for whatever reason, there will be buses.
Correct.
So don't want you to hear, like, you know,
100%.
Like, typically there's not buses because I do want to try and alleviate some of that, you know, the burden on the bus system, trying to get people everywhere. But if the Skyliner is down, you can go get a bus so you won't be stranded over at the boardwalk at Epcot. But also sometimes because of the different lines, sometimes it might just be like the Epcot line is down. If you can ask if the other lines are up, and if you want to, if you're just like in a rush and you don't want to run all the way through the back of the park, you can take the walkway over to Hollywood Studios and jump on the Hollywood Studios one. And that will also kind of take you down the Skyliner. It's just worth asking if that one is also down as well, because it may just be certain portions of it. Same thing if you're at Hollywood Studios and it's down, you can ask if the Epcot one is running and just kind of make your way over there.
I will also throw out another like big thing, a big tip for anybody who likes fireworks but doesn't like have to see the fireworks. Taking the Skyliner during fireworks time is beautiful. Like you see them going off left, right. Like you get the full view of all of the Disney fireworks that are going off. Obviously, you're missing out on the stuff that's happening right in front of you and the music. But if you just like to see pretty booms in the sky, then I can definitely attest to that as an option. All right, Jane, where can they find us if they want to talk more about the Disney Skyliner?
If you want to tell us which resort is your favorite or you want to fangirl the nanny chairs, I think you should come join us in our Facebook
group. And then go to therapy.
which is No Guilt Disney on Facebook, or you can email us your thoughts from your therapist at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And make sure you join us each week on the No Guilt Disney podcast because, as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl the security guards at the Riviera alone. Look, Franciscas, we know you're doing your job. We do appreciate you, but bro. Oh my God. Bye.